This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Barbados recorded another homicide last night at Station Hill, St. Michael, following a homicide at President Kennedy Drive. The first victim has been officially identified. The Democratic Labour Party's St. Michael West candidate resigns with immediate effect. Dame Sandra Mason says her final farewell as president. And the Barbados Police Service turning to sports as one way to reach youth on the island. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Barbados recorded another homicide last night. The Barbados Police Service has confirmed a fatal shooting in the area of Station Hill, St. Michael, reportedly in the same vicinity where a young man was killed on Sunday night. At least 9 police units responded to Godding Road, where multiple shots were fired and the lifeless body of a male was discovered. More details as they come to hand. Meantime, 27-year-old Jabari Carrington of 2nd Avenue, Thomas Gap, President Kennedy Drive, St. Michael, has been identified as yesterday's first homicide victim. Police say investigations revealed that around 11:15 a.m. yesterday, the deceased was standing outside a business establishment along President Kennedy Drive when 2 masked men approached on a motorcycle and discharged several gunshots, striking the victim. Police responded to the area, pursued the assailants, and apprehended a suspect. Carrington was pronounced dead at the scene. Police are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the incident or has any information to contact the Black Rock Police Station at 417-7500. Former President of the Young Democrats and Democratic Labour Party DLP candidate for St. Michael West, Shaquani Hunt, has resigned from the party with immediate effect. Starcom Network News has confirmed the development with senior members of the DLP, triggering shockwaves throughout the organization. Ms. Hunt had been selected to contest the St. Michael West seat against incumbent Barbados Labour Party MP Chris Gibbs in the next general election. Her sudden departure now leaves the DLP searching to identify a new candidate for the constituency. Up to news time, Ms. Hunt could not be reached for comment. President of Barbados, Dame Sandra Mason, was honored with a ceremonial farewell parade yesterday at St. Anne's Fort, the Garrison, as her term as Barbados's first president comes to a close. In her farewell remarks, Dame Sandra highlighted how significant it was to serve as the Commander-in-Chief of the Barbados Defense Force and expressed her gratitude to the members of the BDF.
I am reminded of the words often attributed to Marcus Aurelius, and he said, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a privilege it is to be alive, to think, to enjoy, to love." This afternoon, I would add another privilege, that of serving. From the first day I took up the mantle of Commander-in-Chief, I have regarded this role not as ceremonial pageantry, but as a solemn responsibility to safeguard the institutions that protect our democracy and to support those Barbadians who bear the weight of that duty with discipline, courage, and quiet sacrifice.
President of Barbados, Dame Sandra Mason. A legislator in the Senate issues a challenge to government to integrate the Tax Administration Management Information System, or TAMIS, platform with the proposed new Business Barbados initiative as a single portal for corporate filings and tax. In his contribution to the debate on the company's economic substance repeal bill, independent Senator Kevin Boyce highlighted the need for greater synergy concerning corporate tax filings.
We know that TAMIS is online only, and we know that the corporate returns which have to be filed, I saw the ads in the paper and I thought it was very good, and they have an open day clinic. What I would like to throw out now to the government is how can we get TAMIS and the new Business Barbados to create one portal where you go in as a small businessman and say, hey, this is my taxes, this is what I've earned, here is evidence of my company, One form, one file, everything is done. I think that will be a wonderful challenge, and I look forward to if it is taken up to business efficiencies.
Independent Senator Kevin Boyce. Meantime, Independent Senator Andrew Malalu believes the Know Your Customer and anti-money laundering regulations on real estate agents in Barbados is excessive and warns it could be detrimental to the sector. He said the regulations are slowing down business.
The KYC and AML regulations that are placed upon real estate agents in Barbados is completely unreasonable. Real estate agents do not handle client funds. It never passes through them, but the level of KYC and AML, all it does is slow down business. It achieves nothing. It is a complete duplication without any added safeguards. Everything that a small real estate agent in Barbados might do for KYC or AML is already being done with much more competent people in the legal profession, who are the ones who are actually touching the money, who are collecting the money and dispersing the money. The real estate agents do not do that.
He sees greater risks for smaller real estate companies.
There are unintended consequences on the sector. To maintain the KYC and the AML obligations on real estate companies actually creates more risks, because some of these companies are very small. And when you ask them to collect this level of data, there becomes issues surrounding the security of that data. So I would like to endorse what Senator Boyce has said and have some form of threshold that is appropriate, just as this legislation is.
Independent Senator Andrew Malalu. A men's advocacy group says it is encouraged by the growing recognition and contributions of men as Barbados joined the global celebration of International Men's Day. President of the Men's Empowerment Network, Fabian Sargent, says he has seen a noticeable increase in activities and public appreciation for the key role men play in families and communities.
It is an amazing feeling to know that the narrative is changing and that people are really, really acknowledging that men have a role to play in this society and that women need empowerment, women need support, women need validation. And women also need to be part of the changing narrative, because men are increasingly becoming a lot more involved in areas of family, personal development, and the continuous support from civil organizations, private sector, public sector is extremely important in this growth and development of boys at the national level.
President of Men's Empowerment Network, Fabian Sargent. The Barbados Police Service is turning to sports to strengthen its relationship with young people through the launch of the Police Northern Division Secondary School's Road Tennis Tournament. The competition features students from the eight secondary schools in the division, with plans to expand to all 21 secondary schools by next year. Assistant Superintendent Carolyn Blackman-Alleen, who oversees operations in the Northern Division, says the initiative aims to reach young people in a positive, meaningful way through sport.
The initiative was designed with several important goals in mind: to bridge the gap between our young people and the Barbados Police Service through shared sporting experiences, to use road tennis as a platform to foster teamwork, cooperation, and unity among students across the secondary schools in the Northern Division, to help students who may be unfamiliar with the game develop the skills, confidence, and appreciation needed to enjoy and excel in this national sport, and importantly, to lay the foundation for the formal annual road tennis tournament facilitated by the Barbados Police Service in partnership with the Barbados Road Tennis Association.
Assistant Superintendent in charge of operations at the Northern Division, Carolyn Blackman-Alleen. Recapping the headlines, Barbados records another homicide last night at Station Hill, St. Michael, following the earlier homicide at President Kennedy Drive. The first victim identified as 27-year-old Jabari Carrington. The Democratic Labour Party's St. Michael West candidate, Sir Kwani Hunt, resigns with immediate effect. Dame Sandra Mason says her final farewell as president. And the Barbados Police Service turning to sports engagement as one way to reach youth on the island. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also, follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning. The 7:30 edition of The Latest was brought to you this morning by Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.